welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and after a beautiful weekend, we're back in the studio. I've got some lovely ladies here with me today that we're going to talk to. Later in the show, I'll be talking with Nancy York and Nicole Harmon. They both own their separate franchise, Tap Snap Phototainment, and they'll both be talking to us about that franchise and their success there. But first up on High Velocity Radio, we're going to be talking with Alexis Davis-Smith, the president and CEO of Precise Communications. And you listeners can't hear it, but the PR is capitalized on that. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into PR and how you ended up owning your own company.
Great. Well, Kevin, first, thank you for bringing attention to the capitalized PR in my logo and name.
Very clever.
That was definitely purposeful. So thank you for noticing that. I've been in the public relations industry now for a little over 20 years. And the way that I got into it is really kind of organically. My mother is a former journalist and also a public relations professional, and she worked primarily in the nonprofit and religious institutions. So ever since I was a little girl, probably around 10, 12 years old, one, I used to go to work with her, and she used to write newsletters and news releases, and she would always ask me to edit her documents for her. So it became really, really natural for me. But when I went to college, I said, you know what, I want to go into journalism and I want to be a broadcast journalist. But when I got to school, I thought about the fact that if I wanted to be a broadcast journalist, I'd have to travel, go to cities that I might not necessarily like, and not make as much money as I really wanted to make. So I decided to follow in my mother's footsteps and bring my love of writing and media together and go into public relations. So really, that's how it started in terms of the practice.
So you got the entrepreneurial bug sort of, it bit you in an early age when you were with your mom, and you sort of just carried that on.
Definitely. One of the things last year, or actually 2 years ago, the Atlanta Business League recognized me as one of the most influential African-American women in the city, and it recognized me as an outstanding entrepreneur. And one of the questions they asked me was about how did I become an entrepreneur, and it really made me think about the fact that it's in my blood. So, Yes, my mother had her own business consulting firm. My father owned grocery stores and dry cleaners in Philadelphia. My maternal grandmother owned a thrift dress shop in the 50s, which is really unique.
That's very unique.
So I realized that it's really in my blood. I was 12 years old making flyers when I wanted to earn money. I started my own house cleaning business. My mom still has the flyers. They're hilarious. Where I actually used a typewriter and drew pictures of dogs that I would wash, and I went and I handed them out. So the entrepreneurial spirit has been in my blood my entire life.
Well, definitely. And now that you have your own company, you can still go travel wherever you want to be, do photojournalism as a hobby.
Exactly.
So tell me what you guys do over there at Precise, and what do you guys really focus on? Do you have a certain niche focus?
Yes, definitely. Well, Precise has been around 14 years, and we really focus on four areas: media relations, consumer brand marketing, special events planning. But what we've really become known for is our work in the multicultural communications arena, and a lot of that has to do with our work with the Coca-Cola Company. They were our first client, our largest client, and our longest standing client. So we've done a lot of work for them in the Hispanic and the African-American consumer marketing area. And now we do a lot of work for Toyota in the Southeast region as well, doing the same kind of work.
So you said you've been in this industry for 20 years. You've got some awesome clients like Coke, but how has the industry really changed over the years with all these new technological advances? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the PR industry is just, it's going crazy, and it's like the Wild West right now.
You know what? It is, but it's an exciting time. It's an exciting Wild West. You know, when you've been in the industry for 20 years and to see things, you know, really change because of the advent of social media, you really do have to stay abreast because there's so many social media platforms that are rolling out on a daily basis. It really has changed the way that we connect with consumers. So as where, you know, I started, everything was about how do you get media coverage? How do you get placements on TV, on, you know, on the big show, on, you know, the Good Day Atlanta locally, but the Today Show nationally. Now it's about really connecting with consumers more directly, and social media is really the way to do that. So if it's, you know, reaching young people through Instagram or older, you know, consumers through Facebook, it's really a great way to really find out what consumers want and how to deliver you know, on those desires and to hear directly from them and to communicate directly from them. So it's a little bit, it's definitely more fun. PR today is really more about one-on-one consumer engagement as opposed to, okay, let's just get some ink or some media coverage.
Definitely. How are you educating your clients? Because I still feel like we deal with companies coming in all day and they want to be on Good Morning America.
Oh,
and
yes.
They want to do all this stuff. And that's what they are like, well, if I do that, that's the pinnacle. But do you have to explain to them there's so many media outlets like tubes now that you can push down information that you have to find, you can find a perfect one for them.
Right.
And back in the day, it used to be, yeah, there was only certain media
right.
outlets that you could be on. And those were some of the big ones, but it's just changed so much.
Right. The great thing is that there are so many different media opportunities. But one of the challenges that we run into is most clients think that everything they do is news. Not everything you do is news. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Everybody sponsors events. Everybody gives away awards. Everybody writes checks. So not everything that you do is news. So that's the first thing that we do is we really educate our clients, especially those that might be new to what public relations is really telling them what news is. And if they don't have news, one of the things that I think that we are really good at Precise is creating news opportunities for them.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is strategy. We have four pillars of excellence that my company really lives by, and that's strategy, creativity, dedication, and passion. And the strategy is the most important thing. So while you might want to be on a Good Day Atlanta, maybe that's not where your audience is. If you're a business-to-business company, you probably don't need to be on Good Day Atlanta.
People
but
probably
you know
don't
what?
Know what your company is.
Right. They don't even know what your company is. So, but maybe you need to be on, you know, in the Atlanta Business Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to educate our clients on understanding where their target audiences are and what's the best way to approach them and how do you develop messages and stories that resonate with them.
Definitely. Well, walk me through your customer engagement. You have a new customer. They're coming to you for PR help. How do you sort of strategize with them and find the best path for them?
Well, one of the things that we do, we have something called the Precise Process that we really like to do a deep dive. And that is really sitting down with our clients and saying to them, okay, let's develop a strategic blueprint, but how do we get started? So really stop to ask yourself, okay, what's the company's business objective? What's the communications objective? Who are your audiences? And let's prioritize them. What's the demographics of this of your audiences? And what are the psychographics of your audiences? So from that information, what we're able to do is to glean what are the messages that we should develop and what's the best strategic communications approach.